Jeremiah chapter 15. Then the Lord said to me, "Even if Moses and Samuel stood before me, my heart would not turn toward this people. Get them out of my sight, and get them out of here. When they ask you, 'Where shall we go?' then tell them, 'This is what the Lord says: those destined for death, to death; those destined for the sword, to the sword; those destined for famine, to the famine; and those destined for captivity, to captivity.' I will appoint over them four kinds of destroyers, says the Lord: the sword to kill, the dogs to drag away, and the birds of the sky and the wild animals of the earth to devour and to destroy. I will make them an object of horror among the kingdoms of the earth, because of what Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, did in Jerusalem. For who will have pity on you, O Jerusalem? Who will grieve for you? Who will even turn to ask how you are doing? You have rejected me, says the Lord. You have gone back on me. Therefore I have stretched out my hand against you and destroyed you. I am tired of giving you another chance. I will winnow them with a winnowing fork in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of their children. I will destroy my people, for they did not turn from their ways. Their widows will be to me more numerous than the sand of the seas. I will bring against the mother of their young men a destroyer at noon. I will cause anguish and terrors to fall on them suddenly. She who has borne seven will grow weak. She will gasp for her last breath. Her sun will go down while it is yet day. She will be put to shame and disgrace. Any survivors I will deliver to the sword before their enemies, says the Lord. Woe is me, my mother, that you ever gave me birth, a man of strife and a man arguing with the whole earth. I have not lent to anyone, nor have I borrowed from anyone, yet all of them curse me. The Lord said, Surely I will keep you free for good. Surely I will cause the enemy to plead with you in the time of disaster and affliction. Can one break iron, especially iron from the north, or bronze? Your substance and your treasures I will give for plunder, free of charge for all your sins, even in all your territory. I will make you serve your enemies in a land that you do not know, for a fire is kindled in my anger that will burn against you. O Lord, you know my situation. Remember and visit me. Avenge me on those who persecute me. Do not take me away in light of your patience. Know that for your sake I have suffered insults. When your words were found, I ate them. They were my joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. I did not sit in the company of partiers and laugh. I sat alone because of your hand. You have filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, unable to be healed? You are like a deceitful brook to me, like springs that have dried up. Therefore, this is what the Lord says: If you return, then I will bring you back again, so that you may stand before me. If you speak what is valuable and not what is worthless, you will be like my mouth. They will turn to you, but you should not turn to them. I will make you, to this people, like a fortified bronze wall. They will fight against you, but they will not prevail against you. For I am with you to save and rescue you, says the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you out of the grip of the ruthless. Jeremiah chapter 15.